Und Simon Shin Yukes, Steve Yukes. Also, Lotuach, Shemen Vishum Ala Tzoli. One is not permitted to smear over roasted meat, shemen, oil, or garlic. Ba'inoi keneged hameduret. When this meat is opposite a fire, afilu nitzla hatzoli miba'inoin. Afilu, this meat was already roasted by day. The mikomo came yisbashel hashum v'hashomen. But even though on the meat there is no shaila whatsoever, but on the shum and shemen there's a shaila, they are raw. And since they are opposite the medulim, so they will get cooked and heated up. So one is being the mashal in Shabbos. Now, the Rehitis lotion of the Mechaber is difficult to understand. The Mechaber says that even though the meat was roasted Erev Shabbos, but there is a shailem on the shemen, on the oil that is being put over the meat. And what would be if the meat was not completely roasted Erev Shabbos? So then what would be? And it also be the same shaila. He put meat opposite a medulah. The meat is in the process of being roasted. And now in Shabbos, he wants to put some shemen on the meat. So, right, the shaila is on the shemen that he's putting on in Shabbos. This was put on Erev Shabbos, this meat. So what is the difference if it was completely roasted before Shabbos, if it wasn't completely roasted before Shabbos? I found in the Lavush, when he brings down this din, so he says as follows, Av al pi shatli tzoli kol tzolkai. Even though the meat is completely roasted, ve'einoi nitla yoiser, in this there's no mocking to roast it more, v'kol mokem ha'shemen v'ashum yizbashol eitzel ha'ish. But there's a problem with the shemen and the shum. It would seem, I don't understand it completely, but it would seem if the meat was not completely roasted, there would be a shaila by adding shemen to the meat. Perhaps one is enhancing the tzli of the meat, or perhaps he's mekarev bishuloi. So then there'd be a shaila on the meat also. That's what it would seem. Exactly how this works, I don't know. But the Mechaber wants to tell us that even though the meat was completely roasted, so there is no shaila at all with the meat, al kaponim, by putting the shum and shemen, which are raw, keneged the medulim, one will be cooking the shum and shemen. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Keneged amedulah. Now, this whole scenario that the Mechaber brings down, that there's meat opposite a fire and he's putting shemen now, lav davken, this whole scenario is irrelevant. Duhu adin, the halacha that he wants to tell us, he could teach us with in a different case. B'mavir es hashud, shetoch of all of Hatzli Mehoish. In Shabbos, there was a spit, and on the spit there was meat that was roasted. And so this was roasting, this meat was roasting on a spit. And in Shabbos, he takes off, completely roasted, and in Shabbos, he takes off the spit with the roasted meat on it, and now he wants to put some shemen on top of the meat or some garlic on top of the meat. So Kozman Shahu Raiseya Shayat Seledes Boy, so this meat which was Al Ha'esh, and he took it off the Esh, and he wants to put Shemen on it, and this meat is Yad Seledes, also Latoyach Olof, she's not allowed to smear Shemen or Shum on it, because this meat is a Kli Rishen. The meat which was directly al ha'ish, and I just took off the spit. I didn't put it into a plate. I have the spit, it's resting on something, and you have the hot meat that was taken off the flame. So this meat is a Kli Rishen. Just like when you take off a pot off the flame. So the pot was heated up al yedei ha'ish, so the pot is a Kli Rishen, including the contents in the pot. So if I take a piece of meat, which was al ha'ish, and I take it off the ha'ish, so the meat is a Kli Rishen. So a Kli Rishen, which is Yatzeh Ledes, and I'll put some shemen on it, it will be mevashel. So the halacha, what the Mechaber is telling us, does not necessarily have to be spelled out with where you have meat opposite Amadura, the meat alone is capable of cooking the shemen and the shum. Now, that's poshit. Now he continues. Vafilu im hiniyach achakach ala ka'ole. Vafilu, he took this meat. This meat was al ha'ish. He took it off the ish and he put it into a plate. Now, the plate is already a klisheni, shu klisheni. No, a klisheni is not mevashel. Gam kein osa. So it's also osa. Why? The kamo poiskim soimrim, the double gush, kozman sheyatzeledes boy afilu bechlisheni mevashel. There is a difference between a double gush, a solid machol, and a liquid. A liquid that is put into a bowl, so the liquid is nitanen, the liquid, its whole heat, the whole heat that it possessed will become nistanen through the doifnei hakidela. So that's a klisheni. A klisheni is not mevashel, only in certain cases. But a double gush, a solid piece of meat, even though I put this chunk of meat on a plate, but the plate does not affect the whole piece of meat. So the heat which the meat contains remains a heat of a Kli Rishen, according to many poskim. So memele, so this halacha will apply in such a case also, that I took a piece of meat, which is a Kli, and I put it in a plate, so therefore I'm not allowed to put something raw on top of it, to put the shemen, to put the shum. And we had already mentioned if a person has a chunk of meat to put a pickle on it, there's also, we have the same problem, the pickle wasn't cooked and the meat can cook it. There's also a shaila to put ketchup on a piece of meat. If it's a, since the ketchup was So you have to know if ketchup is considered a dava lach or a dava yavesh, even though the ketchup was cooked, but if it's a dava lach and it's nitzkaneng, so there is a mokim to be machma to put it on the meat, because the meat is a din of a kliyish, and it will be mevashel the ketchup. A meishol's one could be mekel there with cheshbonis abal kaponim. This such a scenario is similar to the case over here, which a piece of meat on a plate can have a din of a kliyish. Or mikol mokim b'diavad. What happens if he did it? He took the meat and he put it on a kli, and he put it on a plate. Then he went and put on his oil on top of the meat. And then someone told him, Yanko, what did you do, Shemesh Shemaim? You know, according to Benny Boyskin, this meat has a din of a kli rishon. He just cooked the oil, so now... what does he eat now? So he says, "Mikol mokim b'diavad ein lasek shemunach b'kli sheni, k'samchino ala poiskim d'kli sheni nebevashu b'chol gavni." We can rely on the poiskim. Well, this is a mashal. The mashal holds it as a din of a kli rishon, but other poiskim hold it as a din of a kli sheni. No, there's a din of a kli sheni, so it's not nevashal. So now when it comes to asel, the meat, asel, the shemen, it's a suffix that Rabbanon, we are to machlekes ha-poiskim. The knas to answer something that was nisbashel, b'shoigik, or filled with mazid, is only at the Rabbon v'kedin, and we hear poiskim that hold that there wasn't chilul Shabbos. Well, the knas is at the Rabbonon. The knas is at the Rabbon. The bishul is at the reise. That means... To do tshuva, that's to be, that's something the ice tshuva has to do. There's a machlok, whatever he did, he was machal, could be, he was, I mean, there's a sword, there's a din of a klirish, and he was machal or Shabbos, but al kaponim, he can eat the meat. Let him eat the meat, and then he'll do tshuva afterwards. Al kaponim, chaparayin doinik Shabbos, of the hot meat with the oil on it, and then later he can do tshuva on the chil of Shabbos. Now, this isa that we say, if he has a piece of meat not on a plate, it's isa deraisa. If he has it on a plate, it's a machlekes if it's a deraisa. That is dafkin. The oil was not cooked, the garlic was not cooked, then there are shilas of bishul deraisa. But if he had schmaltz, he had fat that was gelled. So now we had before the svara ready, a svara that the Magen Avraham mentions, that schmaltz, fats that are gelled, at the present time, they have a din of a dava yavish. And by a dove, and it was cooked already, the shmaltz was cooked. So to dove yovish, and we paskin a bishul achabishul, and even though right afterwards the shmaltz will melt and will become a dove lach, but lemaise, when he put it on, it was a dove yovish. So memele, he did not do any maise of chilul Shabbos. So the male of Chosah bishum v'shemen, avul bishumen shenikpa shmalt fat that were gelled, mutol toyach afilu kineged amedure. The case of the machabas kineged amedure. The ain boy shuv bishum bishul kivin shekvar nisbashul chmoy shekasavna lemaila besiv tezayin dovi yovesh shekvar nisbashul ain boy shuv mishum bishul. Fine. That's of the Mishul de Kishayla. Now we hear a machlokes About Anoila de Kishaila, we had before a machlokes, the Machaber and the Ramah. If a person is allowed to take a pashtido, which was a type of a knish that had shuman inside of it, and to warm it up, and Ramakim Sheyatzila this, and as it warms up, the shuman in it melts, and then we have a whole pool of melted schmaltz. So we hear a shaila, is there an issa of meilid? Is there an issa of just like one is not permitted to take ice and chop the ice and make water out of the ice? And this issa is a issa, the rabbonon of meilid. I'm creating something new on Shabbos. So is there such an Indian here also? By putting this pashtida, this knish, connected b'mokim shiad for letters, so there, I will, through this pu'ule, it will come out the shuman, the gelled schmaltz, will melt and become a liquid. So we had a machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says it's permissible. That's called memele. I didn't do anything. I just put it down, and then it melts by itself. So the Mechaber, this is similar to take an ice cube and put it in water, even though it will melt by itself. And the Ramah, there's no comparison to an ice cube in water. An ice cube in water, when it melts, you don't see what was created. It melts into the water, and so there it is not called a meilid, because you don't see they created something. If I chop ice, so you see, because there was ice, now there's water. But if I take an ice cube in water, so it's not recognizable by the naked eye that I created something. So therefore, there it is mutter. It's another memele, and we don't see that he has created something new. Mashain, can you take this pashtide and you put it in the mokka shiatzala? This, you'll see what he did. You'll see the whole pool of that. So we have a machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber holds its mutter, and the Ramah holds its also. So now we are knowing like the Ramah. So he says, so there would be a shaila of moilet. I have this piece of hot roasted meat, and I want to put some schmaltz on top of it. So here he says, I will be shuman shenikpa mutal techbuk negdam nur, there's no shaila mishul. Because it's a double yovish, or mishum noilad lek, I feel according to the Ramah, the kivin, the nivla bahaboso, when it starts melting, it goes directly into the meat, and so this is equivalent to an ice cube in water. You put the ice cube in water, it melts, but you don't see the creation that he had made. It's some mele, so there's no iser of mele. So here the same thing, I'll take the schmaltz and I'll put it on the meat. The meat got too dry, and I'll put it in, and it will be dissolved in the meat. So that's permissible. Ubilvad shaloi yeras kenu biyadayim, but don't chop up the schmaltz. You chop up, that's called you're doing a maise, and that's, even though it's not nikkur, we are machmel. Rak yanichenu olav ma'at ma'at, put small pieces of schmaltz on the meat. Why do you need small pieces? If you can put a big chunk, it won't dissolve into the meat, and you'll see in the you'll see your pool of fat. But if you put small pieces of schmaltz on the meat, so it's nivla miyad, so there's no issa of moilid, and it'll be mutar afilo according to the Mechaber. Muadin, a similar halachis, the mutal latuach mitamzen bishum and avosh, and he quote take shmalt from a duck. Agabe mine kmochim v'kitnius. That means you want to spice up. You have hot noodles, hot kidneys, to drain lokshin, herbs in here. This is deichen millet or a type of a bean. And I want to covet Shabbos Kodesh, Einik Shabbos. So I have some gelled schmaltz from a duck, and I put it over these macholim. Shenesonam agabi kore av shurei seyach. Again, the rak shenichen olav ma'at ma'at. You have to have some patience. That you put it small pieces that it should dissolve into these macholim. Bunimuach me'ila v'chenal. So that is the end of these halachas. Now we're going to learn new halachas. Isa b'teisefste. There's a teisefste. Echod nosan esau. One person brought the fire. That means he had a gacheles, a coal. And we have a number of people that want to be mitztarev to cook something on Shabbos. And each one is contributing a chelik. And we'll see. Echod noson esu. One person brought a hot coal. And he brought it to this place where they want to cook the food. So his contribution to the bishul was he brought the burning coal from one place to another place. Ve'echod, a second person, nosan eseitem. Now we have a flame burning from these coals. And the second person went and brought logs, wood, and to kindle the wood. They're now going to have a large fire. That's the second contributor. Ve'echod nosan esakdeira, a third person. Now I have already a nice fire burning. He puts a pot there, an empty pot. He puts the pot. Ve'echod nosan esamayim, and a fourth person puts water into the pot. The pot is over the flame. And he puts water in the pot. Ve'echod nosan esaboso. The next one goes and puts meat into the water which is on the pot. Ve'echod nosan esatavlim. The next person goes and puts some spices in the pot. Ubo achel ve'egis. And now we have the last one. He's not giving. He's giving his services. He's mixing up the contents of the pot. So in the Tosefta it says, Kulam chayovim. All these contributors are chayiv, chatos, chayiv, skila. And he explains what each one did, what chilo Shabbos was done by each one. Vahainu. Shanoisein hu chayiv, the one who brought the coal that was burning, chayiv mishum mavir, he's chayiv, he made a fire. Now, why did he make a fire? He didn't make a fire. He took a glowing coal and he brought it to this place. Shuhu meilich gacheles mimokim lemokim, by transporting this burning coal from one place to another place, who mislabe meiluach halichosoi. So the flame gets larger by carrying this glowing coal. So the flame gets larger through the ruach. So that's called a mavir. He is making the flame larger. And misome, he wants it to occur. I mean, it's a creation, the nichole. He wants it to, they should be ensured that the flame wouldn't die out. So he wants this libui. So it's this consecration in the chalek. So he's chayim al tmavel. V'anoichen ha'itim, the one who put, now he put down this burning coal, the second one puts some wood over the coal. Gamke chayim mishum mavel, he's also chayim al tmavel. Now he's kindling the wood. Can't cause some rashing. V'idach kulu, and all the other contributors, mishum mavashul. Kulam Mishum Mavashul, the whole Chaim of Mavashul. We'll see soon. V'gam Megis Nami Mitam Zeh, the one who is stirring the contents in the pot over there, she's also Chaim of Mavashul. Shakol Ha'ise Dovol Mitzolchei Bishul, whoever does any chalik of the pu'ulis which are needed to cook something, areizem mevashel, meishikosav Rambam. So memele, so all the others are mevashelim. Now we'll explain. Yeah.
This name with holes with holes also being mevashel.
We're talking about a chiyum chatos. We're talking about his chayim stila. You're talking about mukta, definitely. But we're talking about definitely in tzicha mukta also. But we're speaking about that these people are all chayim chatos. Now, but noisen esakdeiro. Now, the one who put down the empty pot, what kind of a mavashal is he? Mayri Bachadosha, speaking about a new pot, which after it was made, it seems it still has to go through a heating process in order to strengthen the pot. V'chai mishum shemislabein u'mischazen kakidere deshen noisna ala ish, by putting it on the flame, so it's called his mevashel the kidere, by the kidere becomes stronger. Gemara sham, right. Now, so here we have a case that we have a multitude of people who each one contributed in creating a chilul Shabbos, and all them are mechallel Shabbos min ha'tayvet. Now, let's talk about...
It
was a shagik, it's a chadus, it's amazing, it's skill, ain't a chanami. Yeah, okay, it's just saying, we'll see in a minute, if it was this Seder, so every contributor is a Mechallel Shabbos. Now, but what if the Seder was different? We'll see in a minute, he's just going to tell us, if the Seder was different, Echad Nosan Esekdeiro. First, a person came and he brought a pot. They want to cook, so he brought this pot. Now, when he brought this pot, there's no fire underneath. He just brought the pot. Ve'echod nosan esamayim. A second one fills the pot up with water. Ve'echod nosan esaboso. The third one puts in meat in the pot. Ve'echod nosan esatavle. Ve'echod nosan esaitzim. So the vial, we have to realize, no one was mechallel Shabbos min ha'Torah. Nothing happened yet. Nothing happened. Well, see, it's also me, the Rabbonim. Ve'echot evi yesu'ul. Now we have this whole setup already. We have the pot full with water and meat and tablins. And there's wood underneath the pot. And, well, nothing's cooking. The whole b'lei movin amilep. And he brings a fire. He brings his coals. So now he put, now everything is starting to burn and it's bubbling, and now another person comes and starts stirring up the pot. Shnayim ha'achreinim chayovim. So who is chayiv? The last two. Now, all the others are tossing me the Rabbonon. Let's not give them shishi. The Mechale Shabbos, me the Rabbonon, they're not Chayim Skilev. But the last two are Mechale Shabbos. Shnayim Achroine Mechayim. Okay, Chayomi. Now, the Kosav, so we have here, so who are the two Chayomim? The one who brought the flame, and the one who was stirring it over the flame. Now we will have a Moirdike Machlekes. The Kosav Orava Magid, the Ledivrei HaKoil, Koil She'ein, this one who is stirring now the contents in the pot, that means if you would continue the bishul, you're not chayev. That means it's completely cooked already. And he came running with a, I want to give a chayev, give a chayev Shabbos. Fine. And he starts stirring. So if it's completely cooked already, so the Rabbi Magid says he's not a Mechal Shabbos because it's cooked already. This is the Rabbi Magid. But the Beis Yosef brings down B'Shem HaKolboy, Lechshi Al Ha'ish Chayim Bahagosa Afilo B'Memusho Kol Tzolkai. Afilo it is completely cooked and he's stirring away. So he is Chayiv al-Mavashu. So now, we have here a Machlekes, the Beis Yosef, B'Shem HaKolboy, and the Rabbi Magid. The Rabbi Magid said if it's completely cooked, so the one who is stirring it is not Chayiv. And the Beis Yosef, B'Shem HaKolboy, says that even though it's completely cooked, the one that's stirring it is Chayiv. And let us just see the Sharetzin in Kuf Memches. So the Kuf Memches is going on the Kolboy. The Kolboy said that he's chayiv, even though it's completely cooked. Veloi eida hatam. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, Rabbosai, I don't understand the Kolboy. The Mai Adifa Hagosa mi Bishul Mamish. If we hold ein Bishul acha Bishul, it's completely cooked already, so why is Hagosa better? V'chol ha-poiskim moidim. We learned the whole simon. The b'mavushal kol shalchei ein by mishum bishul. Okay, nisimus deserves the badge. So memela, he doesn't understand. Lei eida hatam. Okay, yeah. But he says, listen, I don't understand, that's irrelevant. The Machlekes HaPoiskim. Listen, if it was done already, you're allowed. If all that was done, a person was making something that's completely cooked, not in this case. In this case, they cooked it in Shabbos. But if all he did was he stirred something which was completely cooked, the Zicha Machlekes HaKolboy in the Rabbi Magid, so to answer it with the Yemen, the Zicha won't answer it because in the East of the Rabbonon, it's a subject of the Rabbonon. Now, so I'd like to mention two inyonim. We have here a kolboy that holds something that is completely cooked and you stir it, yechayim in a teire, even though it's completely cooked. And, right. So yesterday we mentioned two svaras why yechayim in a teire. One svara we mentioned from the Shvisa Shabbos says that it is speaking about that this pot, which is completely cooked, and it's cooking, it's mistamek v'yosolei. He wants it to make it thicker, and it's making, he likes to have a thick cholent, and so mistamek v'yosolei, that is mitzad the cooking. Now, if he would not stir it, it would burn. It would get stuck to the daifnei ha-kineira, it would burn. So his stirring accomplishes that we're still able to continue cooking this. So this is mitzolchei ha-mishul. That means his stirring is accomplishing that it will be, it won't get burnt, it won't get ruined. So even though if your cooking was cooked once and cooked again, no problem. It was once cooked in the Kliyish and put again in the Kliyish, no problem. That's a dinim mishal achad mishal. But here I have a scenario that it is ala eish and it is cooking, and if it won't get stirred, it's going to get burnt. And if I stir it, it won't get burned. So this is mitzolchei ha-mishul. We learned yesterday, this morning, the Ran says, if a person is dying wool, and it's ala'ish, and then the more it's ala'ish, the better the wool will get tied. And I stir it that the wool shouldn't get burned. So the stir is chayim min ha-tayre, because that's mitzolchei ha-tzviya, the mitz. If I want that it should get tied properly, you have to stir it. So if I want it to cook properly, it's cooked already. It's mitzamek v'yavoloi. But without stirring it, it's going to get burned. So the stirring is mitzolchei ha-bishul, and that's called a mevashul. That's what the Shvi says, Shabbos says. That's one mahalach. And another mahalach we said over from the Chazenish and Rabbi Yashiv, that there is a perhaps a taste difference and the quality difference between something which is cooked or something which is stirred while it's being cooked. Yes, so we mentioned the smaller you can make applesauce by just cutting up the apples in pieces and putting it ala ish, and eventually they will disintegrate, or you will stir it. It tastes different. The stirring process, l'maisa, is moisif something in the quality of the bishul. And bishul achabishul means making it one side, a second time out there, you're not accomplishing anything. But the stirring process enhances the bishul, and it's called the mevashul b'raisa. This is the svara of the kolmoy, which the Mishnah Berurah said le'eda, but this is what these achayinim say. Now, there's one more nekude. The Magid Mishnah is choylik. He says, if it's completely cooked, ein b'hagososoy chiyuv. He doesn't hold this whole shtick teire. He held like the Mishnah Berurah, the Magid Mishnah, hey, Mishal Acha, Mishal, it's cooked. Ein bagososoy chiyuv. But we have to be medayik as loshen. He's not chayiv. But is it permissible? No. It's not permissible. That means, I feel according to the Magid Mishnah, it's also midarabona. So here we have to understand the vein bishul achabishul. So why is it also midarabona? And so he brings down that this is a very scary thing, to stir something that is completely cooked. And so this is one sees that he's stirring something that's completely cooked. He might go and stir something that's not completely cooked, which is Icha also midatayah. So midarabonan it's also. That means the svar of the Magid Mishnah is midarabonan. They answer, this is a scary affair. You're going to start stirring contents in the pot. So here, Baruch Hashem, it's completely cooked. But what if it's not completely cooked? You also stir. You won't differentiate. So therefore, they answer that midarabonan b'chol than not to stir al ha'ish.
We want to make the shorts on the fire?
Here we're talking about on the fire, yeah.
In other words, if you take the child out of the pot.
Well,
if you take the child out of the fire, you could take the child out of the pot.
Oh, so that we spoke about yesterday, to stir the child down the fire, it's this also. To take it out with a ladle, then Mr. Brewer brings a machlokes on that, and you're not stirring. There, you're just taking it out. And so there is a machlekes. There are oisrim and matirim. Now we're going to learn a different halacha. Kli bishul shalonu shekoyrim samavar. Now the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about in his times, there was such a thing as a samavar. Now a samavar Bisman the Mishnah Berurah was a keli that had everything built into it. That means there was a built-in booking where there were coals and there was a fire burning there that was in the bottom chelik of the samovar, and then there was a big receptacle where you put water there, and that was the samovar. But it was a self-contained receptacle. That means it had in it the heat element, coals, you had coals burning, and you had also water in the receptacle. Now, Shoucha me'erev Shabbos was cooked up from Erev Shabbos. Now, Sadvaldik, the person had a big samovar, and they had a few gallons of cooked water, and he's waiting, Baruch Hashem, Shabbos, and then they have hot tea, whatever he's going to have. Asa lito mimeno mayim v'shabbos, k'shein negorov mina gecholim. If there's still coals in the bottom chelik of the samovar, you still have coals which are giving out heat, you're not allowed to take out any water. Can cost of the safer tastes slam lobbies and relation and gimmo. I ain't some shame is a bishame you shall me the comma shum. The muyar shane gorf and shaysam and bishabas. No, to drink from it shabbos. Hatam, why not? Mivnei shu os the parochim hu. Now, this samovar was made of halakim. That means there wasn't one entity, was different halakim that were put together. Mitziore shemo yisakel pirukoi v'humoysif mayim amoyen dikizah ha'irishalmi. That means they have this big samovar. They invested in this samovar, I don't know, it cost 100 ruble, whatever it was, they invested in this samovar. Now, fine, and everyone's drinking Shabbos, covered Shabbos Kodesh, we're drinking and drinking. Then all of a sudden, someone sees Shemesh Shemayim. We drank out all the water from the samovar, and the coals are still merrily burning underneath the samovar. And Rahmat and Islam, already the halakim are starting, they put together different halakim, and it's starting to melt from the heat. You have heat, and there's no water inside. Now, this is a terrible nesoyin. It's a big hapsed woman. And till we got to samovar, now it's going to break. So someone says, so put in some more water in there, so it won't break. Oh, put in some more water, and then, so we ensured that the samovar did not break, but the price of ensuring the samovar should not break was an emissar shilo Shabbos. They put in cold water in the samovar. So Mamela, since this is a Yerushalmi, since Chazal knew, when it's probably the day Nisoyin, and the Yerushalmi understood this is a big Nisoyin, so the Yerushalmi said, to avoid these Nisoyinis, Zabid Kozman, the coals are burning. And there's a possibility you might use up all the water from the samovar, and then you're in a big Nisoyin. So Chazal said, Kozman, the coals are burning. You don't drink from the samovar. Finished. You don't drink from the samovar. The coals will burn out. A good appetite. But Kozman, the coals are burning. Chazal asked. Fine. Ulefize, yesh li zoyer. Now, so now the Mishnah Berurah says, so we have halacha. Yes, Lizoik, Sheyosha, Lishtais, Minakli, Bisho, Shalon, of Kaidem Shkia. So now, so Mr. Bull says, so let's talk something that according to this Yerushalmi, if a person, you had a few people, he started drinking hot tea before the Shkia, they want to be Mikabo Shabbos with a few cups of tea before to make sure they shouldn't be Ashlofen in Shabbos. Ube'emza kiddish olav hayayin. And in the middle, they're drinking the tea, it's the shkia ready. So it was officially released, station man, wait, now as soon as it became this year, you wanted another glass? No, 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 no. Now you stop drinking. So at least station man, wait, a la fee, say yes, please, oh, yeah. So I had a stickle problem, a stickle hole, the Mishabur saying the whole Maloch over here, according to this din, if you started drinking tea before the ski and became the ski, so don't take another glass because now it's also been a shmosh, it's also also fine. So I had a different problem. We had in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Sifkoden Yud Aleph, Maloch is, you're not allowed to be Toyim Mayim before Kiddush. And the Mishnah Berurah says, as soon as it becomes Bein HaShemoshes, there's already Chal Achi of Kiddush, so you're not allowed to be Toyim Mayim. So I had a single problem over here. Why does the Mishnah Berurah make a whole Maloch over here? According to this, Yerushalmi, don't take a second Koyis. You can't take any cold water. You can't take it. It's Bein HaShemoshes already. And there's a marsham, the Dirshu brings down there a marsham that is makel bein hashmoshes, to drink. So according to the marsham, the tzorech is makel, the tzorech for a woman is very thirsty to drink a kaponim. So there are, perhaps that's in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, let us speak about our electrical urns. We don't have a samovar, but we have an urn. So, do we have the same problem, yes or no? So it's very interesting. There's a machleket between Rav Nissim Karelitz and another paiskim. Now, theoretically, our urns are the same thing. That means our urns don't have a pneumatic shutoff. If there's a pneumatic shutoff, it's a bigger problem. But let's say it doesn't have a pneumatic shutoff. So, but our urns are made in an oven that the spout is higher than the level of the water. So it will only go out through the spout. That means those who manufactured these urns wanted to make sure that the machine should not keep on working and the machine should get, the urn should get destroyed, because you'll use out the whole water. So they made that the spout should be higher than the water level. So you'll take out water from the spout. Although you can't take out any more water, but there's water in the urn, which will ensure that the urn will not break. But there are other people who, when they want hot water from an urn and it doesn't work, so this, you give a tilt, you tilt the urn and then the water will come out. So there's a machlokes ha'paisim. So Rav Nissim Karelitz says this safety feature or whatever it was to make the spout higher than the water level is not too foolproof. You can always get out all the water, and then you're going to have an urn with the heating element that's going to break the urn. You have no water in the urn. So he holds that these electrical urns, you're not allowed to use Shabbos. Of this Yerushalmi that the Mishnah Berurah brought down. Le'idach hisim, there are mekilim, of Nidbaru, Shmira Shabbos Kilchoso, and Eirchei Shabbos, they like this is a double gzeira. That means by Sheru Shom, the urn will not break. Unless, so you have to, it's like a double gzeira. One smart person is going to tilt the urn in order to take out all the water. And then a second person is going to start getting worried that the urn is going to break. So he'll put in cold water. So the whole thing is you have to have two people that are doing these two things in order to come to Chilul Shabbos. So they hold that you're not, you don't have to be machmer. So they are makel to use these urns as long as we have this safety feature that the spout is higher than the water level. Let us just perhaps start to the Zahak Domeb, the Mishnah Berurim, for Hilchas Boira. Hine Boira hu echon milametes avois malochi shol Shabbos. Vechayovin oleo gamkein chatos peshoigik umisa bemezid k'may osham malochis. Ubavoy neiseinu horabim achmonen etzlon harbei Anoshim nifsholim be'isa boirer. Boirer is a meloche that many people are nifshol. We're speaking about the raises chamures. Valkein ere levayer oiso be'ezer Hashem b'chol protel. So I want to be a levayer this meloche and. Okay, we'll stop here.
Yeah. Just something so that.